Look, it's important to understand that our thoughts trigger our emotions. Emotions like sadness, anger, and stress. And while emotions are good, we need emotions to understand what's going on in the world and feel our emotions. It's also important to understand that when our emotions completely hijack us and take over, this is when they can lead to health problems like anxiety and depression, even high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Empty Nest. I'm your host, Jody Silverman, speaker, mentor, and chief DARE officer at Moms Who DARE. Every Thursday, I'll share stories of midlife transformation, happiness tips, and dare you to see the opportunities waiting for you so that you can make this next chapter even better than the last. If you're ready to dare, I'm ready to dare with you. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, everybody. Today, I'm giving you caution. I'm cautioning you to watch and pay attention to your thought patterns. That's the advice from one of my most favorite life coaches, Dr. Richard Carlson. Dr. Carlson's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff books have been my go-to life guides for decades. I highly recommend them, especially his original Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, because it's all really small stuff. And the one many of us need most is that don't sweat the small stuff with family. Because let's be real, our families are our biggest triggers. They certainly are for me. It's just the way it is. And I'm sure that there's tons of psychological studies and research explaining why. I'll leave that up to you to Google search. Because today, what I want to share why it is I'm so passionate about speaking to groups on mindset and happiness. And why every single talk I give starts with self-talk awareness and resilience. Research shows that we have up to 60,000 thoughts a day, with about 80% of them being negative and up to 95% repeating from yesterday and the day before. Just imagine the negative impact of up to 40,000 negative thoughts looping in our minds over and over again, like a skipping record. Just dated myself with that skipping record comment. But those of you in my generation, you understand it. Look, it's important to understand that our thoughts trigger our emotions. Emotions like sadness, anger, and stress. And while emotions are good, we need emotions to understand what's going on in the world and feel our emotions. It's also important to understand that when our emotions completely hijack us and take over, this is when they can lead to health problems like anxiety and depression, even high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. And not to mention, these emotions lead to the feeling, challenge, stressful relationships within our family and our life. So every couple months, I do a self-talk check-in, followed by a self-talk cleanup. And since we're already 4 weeks in the spring, I'm going to dare you to do the same. This is your dare for this episode. You are going to dare to become aware of your thoughts and self-talk. And it's through practice. It takes practice. Consistently using my talk, T-A-L-K, technique over time can reduce those thought attacks and negative emotions that Dr. Carlson talks about in his book. And when you do that over time, you will feel and notice a reduction in stress, which can only lead to improving our overall health and well-being, including your relationships. I mean, just imagine how great it would be to be less triggered by your family by using my talk method. Well, here we go. Get your pen and paper out. You need to hit pause, hit pause. I mean, here's how it works. T, first step, T, take notice. I want you to pay attention, really pay attention to what you're thinking and then how you feel throughout the day. Notice the emotions that come up throughout the day for you. Notice where you feel the emotions in your body and how it feels. A, acknowledge. Say out loud or think to yourself, starting to feel anxious. Or, gosh, all of a sudden I feel really sad. Acknowledge the emotion. Acknowledge what you're thinking. Acknowledge the thought. When you do this, it creates distance between you and your thought and your emotion, because you don't have to become your thoughts. You don't have to be attacked by your thoughts, as Dr. Richard Carlson calls it. And by acknowledging it, you create that distance. So then you can move on to L, which is to learn from it. Get curious about the thought you had. Get curious about why it is you're feeling the way you're feeling. Ask yourself why you're feeling this way. Get curious about what might have triggered it by going back a little bit in time and saying, what was I just doing, reading, talking, or thinking about right before I started feeling this way? And then K, kick it out. Challenge the thought or replace it with something more positive. Look, when you practice noticing, acknowledging, learning, and reframing, you build up what I call self-talk resilience, naturally reducing the frequency and intensity of those attacks that Dr. Carlson talks about. This is just one of the topics that we cover inside the Moms Who Double Dare membership community. So my question is you, will you dare to put into practice the talk method and start your own self-talk check-in, your own self-talk cleanup? And again, these are the types of personal growth topics and mentoring and coaching that I bring into the Double Dare membership community throughout a given year. The Double Dares, we're a hybrid virtual and in-person community of midlife women all navigating together life transitions such as empty nest, aging, our aging parents, and finding our purpose outside of the roles we play, being a mom, being a daughter, being the marketing exec. Every month, we gather multiple times to connect, to learn, to grow, and yes, have fun together. It's a community that, as a theme song from one of my favorite shows, Cheers, says, is where everyone knows your name and our troubles really are all the same. Because I believe wholeheartedly that we are a lot more alike than we are different. So if you've been looking for that place to belong, that group that you can cultivate new friendships, embark on a journey of reconnecting to your dreams and have fun doing that, then click the link in the show notes below. Become a Double Darer. Check it out. Even if for just 1 month, I'm waiting there. We're all waiting there to welcome you. All right, get started on your self-talk check-in. Start cleaning up your self-talk for overall increased confidence and feel better overall. And as I always say, dare on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond Emptiness. Head over to jodysilverman.com for full show notes, more information, and additional resources. Speaking of additional resources, I've got a great one for you in the show notes below. So if you've enjoyed today's show and are ready to embrace this midlife chapter, then you're going to want to grab our featured resource called the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge. You may not think so, but to quote our friend Oprah, the one thing I know for sure is that negative self-talk and thoughts are what's keeping you stuck in fear and lacking confidence to take the leaps in midlife that you desire to take. When you grab this resource, you'll receive the exact exercise my first coach took me through. It's simple, yet powerful. In addition, I'll send you a few other tools and tricks to help you knock out the negativity when it shows up, thereby increasing your confidence and your overall happiness, allowing you to have fulfillment and fun in midlife. You deserve it. So go ahead and grab your copy of the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge, and I'll see you next Thursday. Until then, dare on.